if a woman's going to have a baby, she's pregnant. Okay, did you ever hear any other terms for that? Either humorous or slang or just...
With child. Knocked up. Let's see.
Is that funny or is it crude?
It's crude.
Does it necessarily mean she's not married or...
No.
Doesn't.
Okay. Well, I guess it could have that connotation.
Mm-hmm. They used to use that when I was in school to mean, you know, someone who wasn't married.
Yeah. Well, like, she could be married, but it has, I guess if she were married, then the child would not be her husband's.
Ah.
She said she was knocked up.
What kind of a child would you call that if it were born?
A bastard.
Uh-huh. Any other words you've heard people use besides that?
I don't think so.
Okay. You know, in the old days, before they had a doctor, to deliver a baby, they might get a woman?
Midwife.
Okay. And if a boy has his father's hair and eyes and nose, you say he
takes after his father.
Okay, what if he didn't look like him at all, but he acted like him? Would you say that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if a woman has taken care of her children until they're adults, she'd say she has
raised them.
Okay.
Well, I guess.
And somebody might say to a bad child, a naughty child, you say you're going to get a
licking.
Okay.
Or a spanking.
Are those the same?
Yeah.
And does it matter how old the kid is?
No.
Okay. Now, this is another verb. When you get bigger.
As to you grow.
Okay. And yesterday he
grew.
And boy, has he
grown.
Okay. And this question has to do with, okay, a child is very loving, mm-hmm. but you say that other one is even more so. So what would you say she is? How would you say that in comparative?
Using the verb to love?
Or we're using the word loving, okay, some form of it. You might say Jane is loving, but Peggy is even
more loving, I would think.
You wouldn't say loving her.
No.
Okay. And if you had a brother who was married, his child would be your
nephew.
Okay. And a kid whose parents are both dead is
an orphan.
Okay. And if somebody, the court appoints someone to look after that child, then that's his legal
guardian.
Yeah. Okay. And all of your cousins and aunts and uncles.
Relatives.
Okay. Any other words besides relatives?
Kin.
Okay. Are they the same?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you might be talking about someone, you say, well, yeah, she looks a lot like me, and we even have the same last name, but actually we're no...
relation.
Okay. Would you say no kin?
Yeah. Like I could.
Okay. And if somebody comes to town and nobody's ever seen him, you'd say that person is a
new kid.
Okay, or...
a newcomer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever say stranger?
Probably not.
Yeah. How come? Just don't use it, or...?
It's too negative.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I was thinking, you know, when you said that. And it sounds funny. But how about if they came from another country? What would you call them?
A foreigner.
And you wouldn't use that, would you, if they didn't come from another country? Like if they were just...
No.
Yeah. Okay. These are just some names. And, okay, this is the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
Okay. And George Washington's wife was...
Martha.
Okay. How about a nickname for Helen, and it starts with an N?
Nan?
It's, let's see, there was this old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
I don't know.
Okay, N-E-L-O-Y.
N-E-L-O-Y?
L-L-Y, sorry.
Oh, Nelly?
And
Nelly.
Okay.
Okay.
How about a little boy named William, and they're not going to call him William or...
Bill or Billy?
Okay.